This is the Abhyankh Murli of the 7th of December 2025, originally spoken on the 2nd of February 2008. And the title, While Experiencing Spiritual Royalty and Personality Through Complete Purity, Make Your Form of a Master Son of Knowledge Emerge. Today, Bapdada is seeing his family of royalty and personality everywhere. The foundation of royalty and spiritual personality is complete purity. The sign of purity is a sparkling crown of light over each one's head, on each one's forehead. It is only you, the Brahmin family, who wear the sparkling crowns, who have spiritual royalty and spiritual personality, because you have adopted purity. The impact of the purity of you Brahmin souls is well known from the beginning period. Do you remember the eternal time, Anadikal, and the beginning period, Adikal? Remember how in eternity, you stars in the form of pure souls sparkle with a special sparkle. There are other souls too, but while being with everyone else, the sparkle of you stars is a special sparkle, just as there are many stars in the sky, but only a few stars have a special sparkle. Are all of you seeing yourselves? At that time of the beginning period, how great the royalty and personality of your purity was. Have all of you reached the beginning period? Go there now. Check, what is the percentage of the sparkle of my line? From the beginning period to this final period, the royalty and personality of your purity remains all the time. The sparkling star of the eternal form resides with the Father who is sparkling. Experience your speciality now. Did all of you reach eternity? Then, throughout the whole cycle, the royalty of you pure souls has stayed in various forms. Because no one else became as completely pure as you souls. You special souls had received the birthright of purity from the Father. Now go into the beginning period. You saw in eternity. Now in the beginning period, the form of the royalty of your purity is so great. Have all of you reached the golden age? Have you reached there? Have you gone there? The deity form is such a lovely form. Throughout the whole cycle, no other souls have the royalty and personality that the deities have. You are experiencing the sparkle of the deity form, are you not? Such spiritual personality, all of it is the attainment of purity. Now, while experiencing your deity form, go into the middle period. Have you gone there? To go there and to experience it is easy, is it not? So look, even in the middle period, your devotees worship you worthy of worship souls. They create your images. They create your images with such royalty, and they also worship them with so much royalty. The picture of your worthy of worship form has come in front of you, has it not? Images are created of Dharmatmas, righteous souls, and of founders of religions and actors too. However, there is a difference between them and the spirituality and worship of your images done in the right way. So has your worthy of worship form come in front of you? Okay, now come into this final period of the confluence age. You are performing the spiritual drill, are you not? Go around the cycle and experience your form of purity and your special attainments. In this final period of the confluence age, only you handful of Brahman souls out of multi-millions of souls have the fortune of receiving sustenance from God, of God's love, and of studying with God. Only you pure souls who are the direct creation, the first creation of God, receive this. Along with this, you Brahmins enable souls of the world to receive their inheritance of liberation from the Father. So throughout the whole cycle, in eternity, the beginning period, the middle period, and the final period, the basis of such elevated attainment is purity. You have gone around the whole cycle. Now check yourself. Look at yourself. You have the mirror with which to see yourself, do you not? Do you have the mirror with which to see yourself? Those who have it, raise your hands. Do you have the mirror? Is it clear? So look in the mirror. What is the percentage of my purity? Purity is not just celibacy, brahmacharya, but to be brahmachari, one who follows in the footsteps of Brahma. Do I have purity in my thoughts, words, actions, relationships, and connections? To what percentage is it? You know how to calculate a percentage, do you not? Do you teachers know how to do this? Do you pandavas know? You are clever. Do you mothers know? Do you mothers know? Acha. The signs of purity, check all three, are your attitude, vision, and actions. The attitude of complete purity that has entered your intellect, has it not? Think about it. The attitude of complete purity is to have good wishes and pure feelings for every soul. You are experienced, are you not? So what would your vision be like? It is to see every soul in the form of a soul. It is to speak and interact in the awareness of soul consciousness. Baba is telling you in short, you can give lectures in detail. In actions, it means to receive happiness and give happiness with your actions. Check this. Are my attitude, vision, and actions according to this? Take happiness. Do not take sorrow. So check. Do I sometimes take sorrow? Sometimes. Maybe. Do you take a little of it? Of course there are those who cause sorrow. For instance, if someone causes you sorrow, do you have to follow that one? Do you have to follow that one or not? Whom do you have to follow? The one who caused sorrow or the Father? That applies to the incorporeal anyway. But did Father Brahma take sorrow from any child? He gave happiness and received happiness. Am I following the Father? Or do I sometimes feel that I have to take it? It is called sorrow when someone is causing you sorrow or insulting you. You know that it is bad when someone insults you. Do you consider it to be good when someone insults you? You feel that it is bad, do you not? So that one is causing you sorrow or insulting you. So when someone is giving you something bad, Do you take it? Do you take it? Do you take it for a short time? Maybe not for a long time, but do you take it for a short time? Do you have to take something that is bad? So why do you accept that sorrow or insult? That is, why do you keep it in your mind in the form of a bad feeling? So ask yourself, am I taking sorrow? Or do I see that sorrow in the form of transformation? What do you think, those sitting in the first line? Is it right to take sorrow? Those from Madaban, is it right? Should you take a little of it? Those in the first line, you should take that sorrow, should you not? You should not take it, but you do take it. You take it by mistake. Who is then distressed by that feeling of sorrow? If you keep rubbish in your mind, then who would be distressed? It is where there is rubbish that one becomes distressed. So at that time, bring your royalty and personality in front of you. Then in which form should you see yourself? Do you know what your title is? Your title is Goddess Devi of Tolerance. God Dev of Tolerance. So who are you? Are you goddesses and gods of tolerance? Are you that or not? You are that sometimes. Remember your position. Remember your self-respect. Who am I? Bring this into your awareness. Bring into your awareness your special form of the whole cycle. You do remember it, do you not? Babdada has seen that you have transformed the word mine by having easy remembrance. So in order to merge the expansion of mine, what do you say? My Baba. Whenever there is the consciousness of mine, you merge everything by saying my Baba. Then by saying my Baba again and again, remembrance becomes easy and there is greater attainment. In the same way, when any type of problem or reason comes throughout the day, the particular reason for that are these two words, I and mine. So by saying Baba, the word my has become paka, firm. It has become paka, has it not? Now all of you don't say Baba Baba. You say my Baba. In the same way, in order to transform the word I, whenever you say the word I, bring in front of you the list of your forms of self-respect. Who am I? The word I can be instrumental in making you fall, but by having with the awareness of your self-respect, the word I can also elevate you. So just as you have developed the practice of my Baba, in the same way, for the word I, instead of having the awareness of body consciousness, bring your elevated self-respect in front of you. I am an elevated soul. I am a soul seated on the throne. I am a world benefactor soul. In this way, connect one point of self-respect or another with the word I. The word I will then become a means of progress. Just as for the majority, the word my reminds you of the word Baba, in the same way, let the word I remind you of your self-respect, because the time is now challenging you with matter. Do not consider the closeness of the time to be something common. In your karma yogi life, Keep the words suddenly and ever ready in your awareness at every moment. Experiment in different ways on yourself with your power of peace, just as science continues to have so many new experiments. The more you continue to practice experimenting on yourself, the more you will continue to practice experimenting on others with the power of peace. Now, especially spread the current, Sakash, of your powers everywhere. Your matter, the power of the sun and the rays of the sun are carrying out their work in so many ways. They bring rain and also dry up the water. It demonstrates this by changing day into night and night into day. So can you not spread the current of your powers into the atmosphere? Using the current of your powers, can you not liberate souls from their sorrow and peacelessness? Make your form of a sun of knowledge emerge. Spread your rays. Spread that current. At the beginning of establishment, many souls experienced, while sitting at home, receiving a current of happiness and peace from Bapdada. They received the thought, go there. In the same way now, through you children, you master sons of knowledge, let there be the experience of waves of happiness and peace being spread. However, the way to do that is to have concentration of the mind, concentration in remembrance, and only then will it happen. Increase the power of concentration in yourself. You need to be able to concentrate your mind whenever you want, however you want, for however long you want. Now make your form of a master sun of knowledge emerge and spread the rays of power or the current. Bapdada has heard and is pleased that children are doing very good service in different places with a lot of zeal and enthusiasm. Bapdada has received very good service news from everywhere, whether through the exhibitions, newsletters, or the TV, you are continuing to move forward in the task of giving the message. The message reaches them. You are doing very well in giving the message. In the villages that still remain too, each zone is increasing that service in its own area, through newspapers, TV, and with various other methods, you are doing it with zeal and enthusiasm. Bapdada is giving lots of loving congratulations filled with blessings to all the children who are doing that. Now there is very good zeal and enthusiasm for giving the message. And the sound of who the Brahma Kumaris are and that they are carrying out a very powerful task is spreading everywhere very well, and it is increasing. But should Baba tell you what? Now the sound that should increase is the Baba of the Brahma Kumaris is so good. The Brahma Kumaris are doing good work, but there must now be the revelation of who is making them do that. This has to be revealed now. Let the news that the Father has come reach their minds. Make a plan for this. Some children asked Bapdada a question. Who would you call an air or a mike? Mike souls have emerged. However, according to the present time, Bapdada wants a mike, and there is a need for such a mic whose words have that impact. When ordinary people say the word Baba, that is good. At least you have reached that far. So Bapdada is congratulating you for that. But now such mics, whose voice is valued by people, are needed. They have to be very famous. Famous does not mean that they have a high position, but when people hear their words, they should understand that the one who is saying that has value in his words. If that one is speaking from his experience, it will have value. There are many mics, but some mics have one level of power and others have a different level. In the same way, look for such a mic whose words have that power. By hearing his words, let people understand that he has come having had an experience and that there must definitely be something there. Therefore, at the present time, mic souls have definitely emerged in every zone and in every wing. Bapdada is not saying that there hasn't been a visible result of the service done. There has been that result, but the time is now short, and you do have to make into instruments those souls who have the importance of service and whose sound has that value. They may not have a status, but their practical life should be that of an authority of practical experience. Let their words have the authority of experience. Do you understand what type of mic is needed? You know about heirs anyway. Those who have the Father and his task in their every breath and in their every step. Along with that, in their thoughts, words and actions, body, mind and wealth, they only have Baba and the Yajna merged in them. Let unlimited service be merged in them. Let them have the power of giving a current. Acha. Now in 1 second, it is 1 second. In 1 second, the whole gathering, and wherever any of you are, stabilize your mind in just the one thought. The Father and I are eternal points of light in the supreme abode. Sit with the Father in the supreme abode. Acha. Now come back into the corporeal. Now, for the present time, practice concentrating your mind and intellect. Whatever task you are carrying out, concentrate your mind whilst carrying out that task. Increase your controlling power more. Have controlling power over your mind, intellect, and sanskars. This practice will be very helpful in the times to come. According to the atmosphere, you will have to take control in a second, so that only what you want to happen happens. So this practice is most essential. Do not treat this lightly, because this practice will make the final moments beautiful at the right time. Acha. To all those everywhere who are seated on the double crown, those seated on Bapdada's heart throne, and also those who have a right to the throne of the kingdom of the world, to those who remain constantly stable in their eternal form, original form, the form of the middle period, and the final form, whenever they want, to those who use all the treasures on themselves and who fill others with all the treasures, to those who enable all souls to receive their inheritance of liberation from the Father, to the souls who are worthy of God's love, Bhaktada's love, remembrance, blessings from the heart, and namaste. Blessing. May you become a constant embodiment of success by experiencing being a companion and a detached observer. The children who constantly stay with the Father automatically become detached observers, because the Father himself plays his part as a detached observer. Therefore, those who stay with him would also play their parts as detached observers. And those who have the Almighty Authority Father as their companion automatically become embodiments of success. On the path of devotion, they call out in order to experience his company for a short time and to have a glimpse of him. But you have become his companions in all relationships. Therefore, maintain the happiness and intoxication that you have attained what you wanted to attain. Slogan: the sign of having wasteful thoughts is a sad mind and your happiness disappearing. Abhyak signal: now have the deep concern to become complete and karmateet. Remain unshakable, immovable, free from obstacles, free from bondages, and free from sinful thoughts and sinful actions. This means be incorporeal, viceless, and egoless over a long period of time, for only then will you be able to become karmateet. No matter how much you expand service, while going into expansion, do not allow your staying in the stage of the essence to reduce. Do not forget the essence in the expansion. Eat, drink, do service, but do not forget to be detached. Om Shanti.